Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. State Senator John Hoffman of Champlin is out of the hospital intensive care unit and in a rehabilitation facility. His family announced Monday that he was moved to transitional care and shared a picture of him leaving the hospital. Hoffman and his wife Yvette were shot multiple times on June 14th before the alleged gunman assassinated former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband in Brooklyn Park. Yvette was released from the hospital about a week after the shootings and continues to recover. The Minnesota House Fraud Prevention Committee is hosting an informational hearing today at the Capitol. Chair Kristen Robbins of Maple Grove says they will meet most months to try and prevent the mistakes of the past.
We're at the high watermark. I mean, we've had the highest levels of fraud for Feeding Our Future. It's the biggest COVID-related fraud in the country, and we're seeing continued fraud in all these other areas. Minnesotans don't mind paying taxes if they know their money is being used wisely.
Today, the committee will be questioning the Human Services Department on how they try to prevent Medicaid fraud. Republican members of Congress from Minnesota and Wisconsin are urging Canada to use stronger forest management practices to mitigate wildfire risk. MNN's Tasha Radel has more.
They sent a letter to the ambassador after another wave of Canadian wildfire smoke is affecting the upper Midwest. One part says our constituents have been limited in their ability to go outside and safely breathe due to the dangerous air quality the wildfire smoke has created. The letter is signed by Minnesota Representatives Michelle Fischbach, Brad Finstead, Tom Emmer, and Pete Stauber. A 21-person crew of DNR firefighters left Monday for Lynn Lake, Manitoba. Tasha Radel, MNN.
And the father of Manny Collins Jr. of Columbia Heights is under arrest in connection with the death of the missing 16-year-old. Don't believe everything you see online. That's the message from the Better Business Bureau of Minnesota today as Amazon Prime Days 2025 kicks off. Spokeswoman Bao Vang says if you do make a purchase today,
we suggest at BBB that people use credit cards. Credit cards offer additional protections when you need to fight a fraud situation. So avoid wire transfers, prepaid money gift cards, or other cards.
Vang also advises against making a quick purchase through social media. She says a number of scammers will use that platform to mimic another site. And Twin center fielder Byron Buxton is participating in the Home Run Derby at next week's All-Star Game festivities in suburban Atlanta. Buxton has 20 homers through 73 games. 31-year-old Buxton grew up about 190 miles from Atlanta in southeast Georgia. This is MNN.